Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back into the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. My name is Lucas Wenzel, and today we're going to be counting down the 10 worst picks from the 2022 NFL Draft. Let's dive on in. Starting us off at number 10 is Arizona Cardinals tight end Trey McBride. Now, let's keep in mind that as we go through this list, it's still too early to declare most of these players from this class a true bust. Trey McBride did get his run at the end of last season, seeing the field for at least 75% of the team snaps in 7 of the final 8 games. However, you have to wonder if the Cardinals should have elected to bolster up their defense with the 55th pick instead. Prior to the draft, the Cardinals had re-signed both Zach Ertz and Max Williams, and McBride rarely saw the field while Zach Ertz was healthy. Considering Arizona allowed the second most points in the NFL last year, they may have been better off adding defensive depth and waiting for this year's tight end class instead. Coming in at number 9, we have New England Patriots wide receiver Tyquan Thornton. This one is all about draft capital. The Patriots elected to take Thornton over George Pickens, Alec Pierce, and Sky Moore for what results? It's not like New England's wide receiver room was full of talent. Now, that's no knock on Jacoby Myers, but when your competition is Devontae Parker and Nelson Aguilar, you should be able to produce more than 247 receiving yards. There is some saving grace here considering how dysfunctional the Patriots' offense was in 2022, but to spend second-round draft capital on Thornton, you have to hope this offense turns it around and that they get him more involved in 2023. At number 8, we have Minnesota Vikings safety Lewis Cine. Now, this is slightly unfair to Cine because he suffered a nasty compound leg fracture in week 4 of the regular season. However, prior to that injury, he never drew a start despite being a first-round pick. Now, to be fair, that could be because longtime Viking Harrison Smith was and is still on the team, but also means safety wasn't as high of a priority for them. And then you boil in the trade back to 32 with a divisional rival in the Detroit Lions. Again, still too early to call Cine a bust, but it's turning out to be one of the uglier picks of the draft at this point in time. At number 7 is Jacksonville Jaguars defensive end Trayvon Walker. Despite going number 1 overall in the 2022 NFL Draft, it was no secret that Walker had tons of raw talent, but would need time to develop. His rookie campaign wasn't horrible, he only had 4 fewer tackles than Aiden Hutchinson, and he had more assist tackles. But that being said, Aiden Hutchinson looked the part in his rookie campaign while being a finalist for Defensive Rookie of the Year. It's tough to not see that, and know that Jacksonville could have had a sure-fire thing in Aiden Hutchinson, but elected to take the seemingly unnecessary risk on the upside of Trayvon Walker. That's why he comes in at number 7. At number 6, we turn back to the Minnesota Vikings for offensive lineman Ed Ingram. The Vikings desperately needed help on the offensive line, and we saw Ed Ingram on the field a ton as a rookie. He totaled 1,185 snaps, which was 5th most amongst all offensive linemen. However, the results were not good, to put it nicely. Ingram allowed 58 quarterback pressures, 18 quarterback hits, and 11 sacks, which were all the most amongst guards in 2022. This was quite literally trial by fire for Ed Ingram, but by taking him with a second round pick, most teams would hope for a much higher quality of starter than what Ingram provided this year. At number five, we go back to Jacksonville as well for linebacker Devin Lloyd. There were two big issues with Devin Lloyd in his rookie campaign. Tackling, which you kind of have to do well to play defense, and coverage. Going into week 16 of the regular season, Lloyd had missed on over 10% of his tackles. At that point as well, he had allowed 52 completions on 63 targets for over 550 yards and 4 touchdowns. Now, Lloyd isn't a cornerback, but those numbers forced the Jaguars to hide him in their defense more. Not to mention, he finished the season with an abysmal grade of 48.3 from PFF. There is room for improvement, but Devin Lloyd's rookie campaign certainly could have gone better. Coming in at number four is Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Jalen Tolbert. He had every opportunity to step up as the wide receiver two in this Cowboys offense. With Michael Gallup still recovering from injury, Noah Brown was his only competition. Tolbert absolutely fumbled the bag as Mike McCarthy didn't even have him suit up until week three. And as for the rest of his rookie campaign, he accumulated a whopping 2 receptions on 3 targets for 12 yards. With the Cowboys also bringing in Brandon Cooks this offseason, Tolbert is one of the few from this class you can already chalk up as a bust. At number three, we have San Francisco 49ers running back Tyrion Davis-Price. There's really not a lot I should have to say on this one. Coming out of the draft, he was already a massive reach as a third-round pick. Some thought he would have been an undrafted free agent. TDP failed to suit up for 4 of the team's first 5 games, and then what did the 49ers do? Oh yeah, they went out and traded for Christian McCaffrey. Immediate irrelevance for Ty Davis-Price. Kyle Shanahan does have a knack for finding running back talent in the draft, but this was a colossal swing and miss. At number two, Chicago Bears wide receiver Velus Jones Jr. Now, we have to look past Velus Jones Jr. as just a wide receiver for the Bears, though the results were lackluster there as well. The Bears primarily had Velus Jones returning kicks in 2022. However, it's tough to be a trustworthy kick returner if you have ball security issues. Right away to kick off his career, Jones muffed 2 punts in his first 3 games. Against the Eagles, he also botched an end-around play that cost the Bears a chance at winning the game. He also had more rushing yards than punt return yards this year. To spend a third-round pick on a receiver who can hardly contribute in a passing attack that desperately needs it and isn't an explosive kick returner is just flat-out bad. Lastly, bringing us home at number one is Houston, Texas offensive lineman, Kenyon Green. There's hope with Kenyon Green considering he's only 21 years old and that the Texans do have time to develop him. But there's 2 glaring numbers that make him worthy of being a top 3 worst pick from the 2022 NFL draft. First, he committed a whopping 12 penalties, which was tied for the second most amongst guards. Second, his final PFF grade from the 2022 season was 37.7. That is abysmal. Despite winning out at left guard for the Texans, he allowed 4 sacks and showed he still has a ton to improve upon for this rebuilding franchise.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sierra Leone has some of the world's highest maternal mortality rates. One nurse, Zainab, has not lost a single mother. This Mother's Day, join CARE in supporting maternal health around the world. Learn more at care.org/Mother's Day.